Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, shout out to this Bass Pro Shops hat. If you're watching, you see it. If you're listening, you know that I have it on because I just told you. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. Welcome back to another episode. This week, I want to talk about something that someone in my life brought up to me not too long ago. And it stuck with me, and I've shared it with a lot of people since. And it was this. We were talking about success and business and just like committing yourself to something for a period of time and deciding when it's time to change, when a season ends and when it's time to start a new season. That was really kind of what the conversation revolved around. But what he said to me was something. It was this, and he said, you need to be able to set up light posts in your life. And what he meant by that is, right, like when you go running, right, a lot of times, if any of you are runners, right, you'll go running and you'll be tired and you'll get winded. And a lot of times you'll just be like, man, I just got to go to that next light post and then I'll take a break, then I'll stop, right? And so he was saying that's the same like in your career or in life, right? When there's seasons and it just feels like it's never ending, or you feel like it's time to maybe make a change or make a pivot or whatever. Instead of just stopping and taking a break or stopping and pivoting or whatever and changing, he was like, set yourself out a light post, right? You could do that when you're running, but you also could do that in your life or in your career. You know, set a light post out there. Say, hey, I'm going to stop or I'm going to reevaluate here in 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, right? I'm going to go to that light post. Like when you're running, you're like, I'm just going to make it to the light post or the end of the street. Right. Same in your career and life. Right. I'm just going to make it till December or 6 months from now. Then I'm going to look up and I'm going to reevaluate and see if I want to keep going or if I want to pivot or change. And that's really stuck with me because I found that to be helpful in several areas in life. Right. Of when you feel like, man, I feel like I might need to make a change or I feel like something might be coming to an end. Instead of just letting that feeling dictate your decision, set a light post out there, right? Hey, I'm going to keep going hard until, again, this date or this time or whatever, right? Because what it does then is it allows you to focus back in on the thing that you're doing, right? For me, so it's work, right? Like, instead of being like, man, should I go start this business or should I do this other thing in my career? By setting a light post out there, I can not have to think through all those things, and I can focus my time and energy back on doing what I need to be doing right now until I hit that light post and I look up and I reevaluate, right? Because what happens, right, when you come to a crossroads in life or a place where you feel in your career, relationship, or whatever, that things might be changing, it might be time for a new season, you might need to be doing something different, Your mind starts to ruminate on that, right? And you're thinking about it a lot. Should I not? What would that look like? What would this look like? And you're spread thin, right? You spread your energy, your mental energy and emotional energy thin, thinking about should I not? What would that look like? What would I do? Blah, 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 blah. Versus just being like, okay, I'm going to go hard for another 3 months. Then I'll look up, think through it, reevaluate, and decide if I want to make a change. And then you can use that time to then again refocus all your energy mentally and emotionally back to where you're at right now and not be so spread thin. And you can still be excellent in what you're doing, knowing that there's a time coming where you're going to look up, you're going to reevaluate and decide if you need to make a pivot or not. Because again, we all do it, right? We all have seasons of life, and most seasons of life come to an end, right? But discerning when that season of life comes to an end and thinking through, when should I make a pivot, career, relationship, life, whatever? And what would that look like? It's good to set these light posts out there, kind of like mile markers or whatever you want to call it, right? Just so you have something, you know that there's a time coming where you're going to reevaluate and you're going to make a decision whether you're going to keep going or not. But you can set that light post out there and not have to just ruminate on it every day all the time and take your energy away from what you should be focused on. So I say that again because I wanted to bring it up because it's been helpful for me to reframe things, whether it's career, seasons of life, whatever, of, hey, I'm going to set this light post out here and I'm just going to keep going until then. And then I'll think about what I want to do next, what's the best decision, should I reevaluate, etc., right? Because otherwise I found myself just stuck in my head thinking about what would that look like? What would I do? How would I do it? And I'm spread thin, and I'm not as focused on the thing at hand that I should be focused on, because I'm just thinking through the what ifs, what about this, what about that? And it doesn't do any good, right? Like, you need to set a solid mile marker, a solid light post, and say, hey, at this marker, I'm going to reevaluate. And I'm going to decide if I need to make new decisions and pivot or not. But I'll think through all the woulda, coulda, shouldas, or should I, what would that look like? Then I'm going to save all my capacity now for what's right in front of me. So that's the thought this week. That's it, is what's your mile marker, right? Whether it's in your job, your relationship, your career. Have you set a light post out there and said, hey, in 6 months, I'm going to reevaluate this. I'm going to think through things and decide whether or not I need to make a pivot. Or 3 months, or 12 months, right? So anyways, hopefully that's helpful to help you think through when to make changes, right? And know that there is a time coming where I'm going to go hard until that thing, until that time, until that light post, until that mile marker. I'm going to go hard at the thing that I've committed to right now, right? Don't cheat yourself by getting ahead of yourself if you haven't set something out there. And just be really present and focused on the thing that's in front of you right now, and then look forward to that time that you've set up that light post, that mile marker, to when you're going to reevaluate and decide what you're going to do from there. So short and sweet, that's where my head's at this week, has been for a minute. Hopefully something there is helpful. Set yourself a light post, go till then, and then take your break, then take your rest, and decide if you want to keep going from there. So I'll be back next week with another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Adios.